Hi everyone, this is Sherry from Adore Them, a parenting website that provides expert advice and resources to help you find the joy in parenting. The article that I'm about to read for you is a part of the Potty Training and Pacifiers collection. It's titled, No More Binky, Weaning from the Pacifier Without Tears, and is written by me, Sherry Medini. I wrote this article a little while back after my second son gave up the pacifier. Just to give you a little bit of context, he is 5 now, so we've been binky free ever since this article. Over the weekend, I realized that Julian has been binky free for a few weeks now. He will turn 2 in a month, so I am happy that we don't have to worry about it anymore. And I'm even happier that the process was pretty painless for everyone involved. My older son also gave up his pacifier around this age, and it was also a smooth process. So I figured I would explain how we were able to wean from the pacifier without tears for both boys. Naps and bedtime. Right from the start, we tried to use pacifiers for when our children were tired or fussy. We would try to keep them away if they were happy, playing, awake, etc. Of course, this didn't always happen, but we tried to do better with it as they got older. Eventually, pacifiers were just meant for nap time and bedtime, or if they were sick. This was much easier with Mateo than Julian, though. Julian ended up being much more attached to his pacifier than Mateo was, so he played with it in his mouth more often than Mateo would. The key to just using them at sleep times is the next tip. Out of sight, out of mind. Clean up all of the binkies and put them out of sight. Only get them if your child is asking for one. With Julian, I had to keep switching my hiding places because he would climb up on the counters or dig through the cabinets to get to them where he knew I kept them. For a while, I was putting them on the countertop near the sink, but then he knew that they were always there. And to him, seeing the counter alone reminded him about his binkies. He is a tricky one. He also knew that I kept extra binkies in a certain pocket of the diaper bag, so he would go digging for some on his own. Hiding them for real made it easier to lessen their use. Wean yourself from the binky. After 2 years, us parents were so used to reaching for the pacifier when our children start fussing. We would always grab one before a car ride, pack 1 or 5 in the diaper bag, and keep one in our child's bed. Eventually, I had to get myself out of these habits and take the risk that my son would scream for his pacifier if we were out and about without it. I was nervous to leave home without one, but I knew that if I had one with me, I would let him have it. So, the pacifier stayed at home. And they stayed out of sight. And I stopped buying more at the store whenever he would bite through yet another one. Gradually, we just all learned to do without them. And now I love getting to hear his babbles and see his smile more often. For more ideas about how you can wean from the pacifier or how you can potty train, check out this week's collection at adorethem.com, the Potty Training and Pacifiers collection. And for more parenting content, you can also visit our site, where each week we feature a new collection of content around a different parenting topic. These collections include articles, videos, printables, products, and more. Thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe.